and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Katie joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
This is, I think, maybe a first for the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy. We're going to be promoting a podcast.
Oh, we've had podcasts before. Folks who have podcasts, sure.
So it's called Mom's Night Out with Jenny, Katie, and Mandy. And I know you guys in your note to us said you're big fans of our show, and you have
launched
your own show. Why did you do that? Why did you want to do that work?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm Katie. I'm one of the three hosts of a Mom's Night Out podcast. We launched this podcast because we wanted a place for women who wanted to have real conversations. So we talk about everything, you guys, ranging from relationships, career, marriage. Once in a while, we talk about our kids. We talk about pop culture, everything that you would want to know as a female and a mom in today's world.
Did you feel like there's so much mom's stuff out there? Like, what did you feel was missing so that you could bring that to your podcast?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think, you know, so many mom podcasts and influencers are very specific to what they talk about. And so we sort of wanted to be a one-stop shop. So we're for moms, but we also say we're for every woman. And so we want to be inclusive of that. We really wanted a place where we could share messages that others had to share, and we could vent. We wanted it to feel like a night out with your friends.
The podcast market is so saturated right now. How do you guys start something like from the ground up without a lot of backing and cut through all of that noise?
Good question. So
thanks.
We're a completely independent podcast, which means we self-produce, self-edit, self-market. And so we are boots on the ground doing all the work ourselves. It's been hard, but we've really focused on growing organically and connecting with our listeners and taking feedback from our listeners as well. So we're currently globally ranked, you guys. We're in the top 2% of all podcasts.
Talk your talk.
We have a small but mighty community.
That is fantastic.
That's fantastic.
As a show that is boots on the ground ourselves with three people that do it all. That is relatable content.
Yeah. It's very similar, actually.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's hard. You know, everybody says, I want to start a podcast. I have something to say. But until you're doing it every day or every week and having to edit it and having to post it and having to generate the content, you know, people always say, what's the hardest thing about doing a morning radio show? Obviously, getting up is really hard. But then generating content, you know, we're doing
Absolutely.
4 or 5 hours every day. You're doing it every week. It's hard to generate the content and to still be compelling to share your personal lives, which can be difficult. A lot of people don't want to share their personal lives. It is a grind. We have a lot of respect for what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we wouldn't be here without our listeners. So, you know, same with you guys. I credit the listeners. They send in topics and they, you know, send in these amazing messages. And that's what really motivates us to keep going.
Smart. Outsource your work to the listeners. That's what we do, too.
You're learning quickly. All right. The Mom's Night Out podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. And I don't know if you ever have guests on your show, but I would like to recommend a guest to you for your Mom's Night Out podcast.
Please say that it's your wife.
My wife, Lana.
100%.
I think Lana would
be. You need her in your life.
She's an entrepreneur. She's a mom.
And she's funny. The funniest woman in radio. Full stop.
We love funny moms and funny women. So let's connect with her.
I definitely will connect to you guys.
Yes.
I think I would say to anyone listening, check us out on Instagram. We have an Instagram. It's Moms Night Out MNO. That's where we're most engaged. We also have a website, www.momsnightoutmno.com. And if you want to meet up with us in person, follow us on Instagram. We're doing an event with a mom's village in Peabody on November 30th.
Look at you doing appearances, too.
Go ahead.
She's not a businessman. She's a
businessman.
All right, Mom's Night Out. Check out the podcast, again, wherever you check your podcasts out, or you can text us here in the studio, and we'll send you a link. Mom's Night Out with Jenny, Katie, and Mandy, now all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right, good to talk
have
to you, Katie.
Have a good one.
All right, have a great one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Carson, say good morning to Tina from Oxford.
Tina, what's going on?
Hi, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. Tina, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Tina.
Thank you. You too.
Go on, get. Bye. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We are going to give you $100. He does not have a big board, so I don't know what his record is. And it's definitely not as good as Kennedy's, so your chances are better.
Better than mine.
Are you ready, Tina?
I am.
Kesha once had a boyfriend break up with her because she brought her friend to Taylor Swift's party instead of him. Kesha recently changed the lyrics to one of her biggest songs because it said, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy." Can you name that song?
Oh, not that I can sing it.
Language,
no,
kid.
Sorry.
Get me in trouble
I
here.
Know,
it's a Friday.
I'm so sorry.
Question number two. Matthew Broderick says he's never been on Sex and the City because, quote, "it just never worked out." Who is Matthew Broderick married to?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Dakota Johnson turns 35 today. She played Anastasia Steele in which movie franchise?
Oh my God, the next one. Oh my God.
Yeah, careful. Think of a different word.
Yeah, I said shoot. oh my God, I don't remember.
All right,
the guy's last name is Gray. Yeah.
And shoot. Question number four. Today in 2005, Nickelback released their fifth album, All the Right Reasons. Which of these is not a Nickelback song? Photograph, Here Without You, or Far Away?
Photograph.
And question number five, Abbott Elementary and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia are doing a crossover episode this season. Both shows are set in Philly, but there aren't any other details about it yet. Who is the creator and star of Abbott Elementary?
Rhonda Shines.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
All right. Oh, my God.
Carson Remix.
This is hard.
It's a lot harder when we're on the radio. That's what I hear.
Something else flat there, Dan.
Welcome back, Carson.
Yeah, is Tina giving you a hard time?
Please? Yes, Tina.
Good.
Who got one swear and one question right?
Oh, did you have to dump?
I sure hit the dump button.
Oh, my God. That's like 2 days in a row we've had to hit the dump
button. Cursy listeners these days.
What is going on? It's always the women.
What's up?
It's
always Friday.
It's always the women. How many did Tina get right?
She got one out of five.
Oh, Sooch.
Oh,
all right.
So
don't,
bad.
Please don't swear, and I'll try not to.
I won't.
All right, Carson. Question number one.
Yes.
Kesha once had a boyfriend break up with her because she brought her friend to a Taylor Swift party instead of him. Kesha recently changed the lyrics to one of her biggest songs because it started with, "Woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy." Can you name that song?
TikTok.
That is correct. 1-0. Matthew Broderick says he's never been on Sex and the City because, quote, "it just never worked out." He also said they offered him tiny, embarrassing parts, and he said no.
Okay.
Who is Matthew Broderick married to?
Oh, her name is, oh my gosh, what a brain fart. Sex and the City, and her name, I feel like her name is Jessica.
Biel.
Jessica Simpson, Jessica. I'm brain fart. No idea.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. Thank you.
1-1. Question number three. Dakota Johnson turns 35 today. She played Anastasia Steele in which movie franchise?
Dakota Johnson was, was that in that crappy sex movie with the book?
Yes. Right. Your wife read the book that you talked about it.
Yeah. True.
You both got the part that it was a sex movie, right? But what's the name?
What is the name? I have no idea. And I'm glad I don't know that answer.
50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. I think that's...
I knew it was Grey.
Yeah. I'm right. So glad I didn't know that answer.
1-1 going into question number 4. It's a barn burner. Today in 2005, Nickelback released their 5th album, All the Right Reasons.
Yep.
Which of these is not a Nickelback song?
Okay.
Photograph, Here Without You, or Far Away?
Here Without You is 3 Doors Down, Dan.
That is correct, and it is awesome. 2-1, question number 5. Abbott Elementary and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia are doing a crossover episode this season.
That is wild.
That'll be interesting.
Nobody needed that.
I'm here for it.
I mean, I love both those shows, but they
I want to see Mac and Charlie running around an elementary school.
No, they should not be anywhere
corrupting
near a
children.
School. There's probably, no, there's lots of reasons they should not
gotta
be
there. There's got to be some kind of restraining order. Who is the creator and star of Abbott Elementary?
I can't remember her name.
Quinta Brunson.
Quinta Brunson.
It's a great show if you haven't watched it yet.
It is a fantastic show.
Congratulations, Carson. You get the win. 2-1.
2-1. What a barn burner.
It's like when you watch an entire football game and there's no touchdowns.
It's like 3-0.
But you did eke it out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tina, unfortunately, we cannot get you to win, but we do appreciate you playing. Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we go?
I'm Tina from Oxford, and I can't conquer Carson, even after he drinks wine.
Thank you for not swearing there.
That was my one saving grace. I was like, oh, yes, maybe.
Yeah, no chance. All right, thank you, Tina. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. Barrett has his first official babysitting gig tonight.
He's going to be in charge of keeping another human alive?
Two of them, as a matter of fact. So he watched these two boys over the summer a lot, and it was usually during the day for a couple of hours, right? So he would go up to the house, pick them up, take them to the park, they'd go play for a couple of hours, go to the field, play soccer, whatever, and then he would take them back home, and that was kind of his babysitting. But he got the call earlier this week. They're like, hey, we're going out on Friday night for a thing, and would you be interested in coming over to the house and watching them at the house? So this will be the first time he's going to their house and staying there for a couple of hours while they go out.
Are they all just going to play Fortnite together?
I don't know. Yeah, I imagine they're just going to sit around and watch movies and eat pizza and do whatever.
You could make a nice chunk of change babysitting.
I babysat a lot growing up. You know, I have 3 younger brothers and a younger sister, so I grew up with young kids always around, and I babysat. I worked at a child care place when I was a teenager as well, so I loved it, and you're right, it was easy money, it was cash under the table, and a lot of times the kids were asleep when I would babysit. Like, I would get there 7, 8 o'clock, they'd already have dinner or in their pajamas, we'd watch a movie, they'd fall asleep on the couch, and then I'd just sit there for the next 2 hours on the phone talking to some girl.
Nobody ever entrusted the care of their young child to a young Dan.
No.
They were like, nah, not you.
And then on Saturday, if you're going out to the Harpoon Oktoberfest in the Seaport, make sure you come by and say hello. I'm going to be hosting some sort of beer stein competition around 2 o'clock on Saturday.
What is the competition?
I don't know. I have to get there early to find out. I don't know. Is it like handmade beer steins?
Like how many steins you can carry?
Oh, that might be. Maybe like a race. You have to stack them up on a tray or something. Yeah, I haven't gotten all the details of what it's going to be. And I am so pumped. I have never been to this. The Harpoon IPA is legitimately one of my all-time favorite IPAs. Like, I'm going full fall. Like, I got like fall vibes for an outfit.
Got your lederhosen picked out?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's see what we got going on here. We're going to start first with Katie from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning. So you're doing a 14-mile walk. What is it for?
Yeah, it's the Jimmy Fund Dana-Farber walk.
Right.
My mother-in-law has walked it every year for at least 15 years. And so I started walking with her. I myself am a cancer survivor. And my mother-in-law walks for her sister, Annie, who we lost a few years ago. But it's something we do together. I actually just celebrated yesterday 12 years cancer-free.
Let's go. Congratulations.
So, that's awesome.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You're going to go on a little 14-mile stroll to celebrate.
So I'm looking at it. Yeah. It's called the Boston Marathon Jimmy Fun Walk. So I guess you can do a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, or a full marathon with all routes finishing in Boston. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so it's a lot of fun, great energy. And anybody that would like to donate, my picture is actually on the fundraising page. That's right on the, from our walk last year.
Awesome. Oh, you mean like, so if you go to the fundraising page for the Jimmy Fund, you're right there on it?
Yeah, for the Jimmy Fund walk. So if you...
Is that you with the bib number 11003? Because I'm looking at one right here.
So there's...
anyway, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm getting caught up in the minutiae.
Good luck on your walk. I would have picked the 5K, but good luck.
Have a great time. We hope you raise lots of money.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here going, is that you? Because I'm looking at the picture right now. Let's see. Courtney from Norton. Good morning, Courtney.
Norton.
Norton.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning. Good morning.
Norton.
So, Kennedy is actually out this morning. She's having her second surgery, hopefully removing all of Melvin. And you're in the hospital at the moment. What's going on?
Yes, I'm. So she's having Melvin removed, and I'm having Tina put in.
What's
I have scoliosis. I'm having titanium rods put in my back.
Oh, titanium Tina.
Because I have scoliosis.
Tina.
Wow.
Yeah, titanium Tina. Yeah.
So are you streaming us from the hospital right now?
I am.
You're a ride or die, Courtney. I appreciate that.
I am. I stream you guys every single day.
We love you for that.
So when is your procedure? Yeah. What time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And then what's the recovery time?
So I'll probably be here for the next 3 to 4 days. So I'll be streaming you guys straight through.
Well, we are sending you all of the good vibes that everything goes flawlessly today. You and Kennedy, surgery sisters.
Yep, we are.
All right. Well, if you need anything, text us. We're around.
I will. Thanks.
All right. It's just, you know, we love you guys. Thank you for listening to the show. Like you do. That's just...
It's overwhelming at times.
Yeah, there's a woman right now sitting in a hospital about to have titanium things put in her back, and she's listening to the show to just kind of take her mind off of it.
I know. We should try to be funnier for her.
Well, Kennedy's not here
today. I know. So. This whole thing's a house of cards. It's about to collapse.
Kennedy's out. 617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. We have our good friend Corey from Medford. You know, he started a new job recently, and apparently there's something going on with the boss and us that we're going to have to discuss.
And us?
Yes.
We don't work there, what we do?
Yeah, well, apparently we got involved somehow. So we'll do that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio. It's the same number, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Let's see. We got our good friend Corey from Medford, who had a very interesting week, and which I think is going to end up leading into his weekend. Good morning, Corey. How are you, and what's going on?
Well, you know, today is the first Friday of the new job, and man, am I glad it's Friday.
How was your first week?
I don't think I've been on my feet this long in a long time, and yeah, I actually really like the new job. Lots of different people to meet, which is something I really enjoy.
And what's going on with your boss? Apparently we have come up at your job. How did our name come up?
My boss is a listener and recognized me from the radio.
So you show up like first day of work and you're like, hey, I'm Corey. And he's like, oh, where do you live? And you're like, oh, I live in Medford. And then he starts putting the two things together and is like, wait a minute.
The Corey from Medford? Local celebrity Corey from Medford?
Actually, she figured it out yesterday. She looks at me and goes, oh my God, I never put it together.
Well, your boss has excellent taste, so that bodes well for you.
She's been listening since day one, just like I have.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we hope you have a great weekend. Get some rest so you can get back to work on Monday and enjoy that new job.
Have fun, Saturday, Carson.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Paula's from Natick. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Good. You're going to a fall festival? Where is it?
I am. I left before sunrise. I'm heading to Freeport, Maine.
Oh, you're already on your way.
I am, yeah. It's a beautiful foliage drive.
Mm. What's going on up there?
We are setting up a booth for the Better Business Bureau just to educate and support small businesses in the community. So I'm working all weekend, but it's not a bad place to work.
How much flannel do you have packed?
I did pack flannel. I packed my Timberlands. I'm ready to go.
Let's see, boom. Yeah. How much festival food are you going to eat?
Oh, I plan on eating a lot of pretzels and hopefully some lobster or clam chowder bisque. Yeah, I'm excited for that. You can't beat the food up here in this time of year. And it's a quick drive. Like you said, I came from Natick, so it only took about 2.5 hours. I'm almost there.
So you work for the Better Business Bureau where?
Eastern Mass, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont we represent.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's going to be...
Yeah.
I love those little things. You set up your tent, you got your table, you got, you know, local craftspeople and local food.
Yes.
That is our favorite thing to do. We love walking through those things.
So many cool entrepreneurs are setting up and that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily see while you're walking through the mall or shopping online. So I love it. I can't beat it. Setting up the cornhole board. Maybe after hours, grab a beer from the local brewery.
Yep.
Come on.
Where in Freeport, Maine is it going to be exactly?
Right downtown, right where the L.L. Bean headquarters area is. Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll keep an eye out, and maybe you'll see Paula from Natick there.
Look out for flannel
weekend.
And Timberlands.
Yep.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Good luck to Bennett babysitting.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye. How about you, Dan? What are you getting into this weekend?
So October is like my favorite month out of the entire year. It really is. I love all the fairs and the festivals. I love like hoodie weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I love haunted houses.
Okay.
And I'm going to Canobie Lake Park tonight for Scream Fest.
Let's go.
Which I am so thrilled about. It was like my dream when I was like 16. I wanted to get a job in a haunted house just so I could scare people professionally.
Right.
And Scream Fest has some of the best haunted houses in the game.
Yep.
So we're going up there tonight. I think there's going to be like a Billy Idol tribute band going.
Okay.
It's going to be a good time.
Isn't your girlfriend like deathly afraid of all things scary and spiders and snakes?
Well, she has severe arachnophobia, but I think she's okay in haunted houses, unless a spider comes out from the ceiling.
Which is going to happen.
Yeah, there was a spider in her car last night, and she had to literally pull over on the Mystic Valley Parkway, which is real busy if you're unfamiliar. And she called me saying, I can't get back in the car.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea, Dan.
No, I think she'll... I don't know. We've never done a haunted house, but after carry her out, I'll carry her out.
Are you going when it's dark?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, this is a bad idea, Dan.
No,
and
I
am here for it.
haunted houses are my jam.
No, please, I know they are for you. I'm worried about your girlfriend.
I think she's afraid of spiders. I think a dude in a mask she can handle.
Okay. Didn't you take her to see some movie, like Alien movie, and that freaked her
out? I did take her to see the new Alien movie, Romulus, but the things, the little face sucky things,
right,
are too spider adjacent, apparently.
Okay.
Fictional sci-fi spiders count also.
So I'm pretty sure there are going to be spider adjacent characters at Scream Fest tonight at Canobie Lake Park.
It's just, it's so much fun. Remember when they used to let us be in the parade?
Oh, it was amazing.
I scared the crap out of so many people there.
The younger the better.
So I'm going to just be eating Dippin' Dots and scaring people tonight. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Carsolo.
No.
Thank you to the remaining members of Boston for coming in and doing that for us.
That was very nice of
them. We appreciate that.
Yep.
I know they're busy people. Carson, please say hi to Julie from Brighton.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, good morning, Carson.
Good. You're our neighbor here at the radio station in Brighton, huh?
I am. Yep, I pass you every day.
Oh, yeah, we're waving. Dan, wave. There goes Julie.
Yeah, waving works great on the radio. Julie's not alone. She's in the car with her son, Alex, on the way to school.
What's up, Alex?
Alex.
What's happening?
How old are you, Alex?
10.
10 years old? So what, are you a senior in high school?
Yes.
All right.
I'm a fan of Alex.
You're the man of the house now, Alex. Can you guys please kick Carson out of the studio?
Yes. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Julie.
Thanks. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You win $100. He doesn't have a big board, so we don't know what his record is, but it's not as good as Kennedy's. But he did win earlier today, so he's not bad. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
According to an anonymous poll, 73% of NFL players think Taylor Swift's presence at games has been a positive thing for the league. 5% thinks it's been negative, and 22% said they don't care. What is the name of the trophy the Super Bowl winner gets in the NFL every year?
Do you know? I'm not sure.
Okay, question number two. Today is National Vodka Day. Which country consumes the most vodka per capita?
Ooh. Jeez, these are hard.
Alex, do you know?
Russia, I would guess.
All right, and question number three. Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year include Serena Williams, Pamela Anderson, and Sydney Sweeney, among others. Speaking of glamour, who sings this song?
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Who sings that?
Fergie.
Yes, as long as she's not doing the national anthem. It's pretty good. Men in Black director Barry Sonnenfeld has a new book out, and in it, he calls out Will Smith for clearing out the Men in Black set for 3 hours with a single fart. His co-star refused to come back, apparently. Who starred opposite Will Smith in Men in Black?
Tommy Lee Jones.
And question number five. Actor Christoph Waltz turned 68 today. He has won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar 2 different times, once for Inglourious Basterds and once for Django Unchained. Who wrote the script and directed both of those movies?
What's the name of the movie?
Inglourious Basterds and Django Unchained. Who wrote and directed both of those?
I don't know. Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! One of these days we'll get him a drop once it's in our budget.
Sal won't spend that money.
We won't have drop money. Welcome back.
What's going on?
Julie from Brighton and her son Alex, who was suspiciously quiet during the game.
Yeah.
They got 3 out of 5 correct.
Oh, nice job, Julie.
Are you ready?
Yes.
According to an anonymous poll, 73% of NFL players think Taylor Swift's presence at games has been a positive for the league.
Mm-hmm.
5% think it's been negative, and 22% said they don't care. What is the name of the trophy the Super Bowl winner gets every year in the NFL?
That's the Lombardi Trophy, Dan.
That is correct. 1-0.
Oh, okay.
Today is National Vodka Day. Which country consumes the most vodka per capita?
I mean, it's got to be Russia, right?
How could it not be?
Yeah.
2-1. Shout out to the potato, the most versatile of vegetables. You can eat it. You can get drunk off it. What can it do? 2-1. Question number three. Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year issue includes Serena Williams, Pamela Anderson, and Sydney Sweeney, among others.
Okay.
Speaking of glamour, who sings this song?
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Correct. 3-2. Question number four. Men in Black director Barry Sonnenfeld. He has a new book coming out. And in it, he calls out Will Smith for clearing out the Men in Black set for 3 hours with a single fart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
His co-star apparently refused to come back to set.
I'm not throwing stones in that glass house.
Who starred opposite Will Smith in Men in Black?
Oh, gosh. What is his name? His name is it Tommy? Tommy something? Tommy.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
Tommy Heinsohn.
No, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. There it is.
Imagine you're just minding your own business and then a guy you worked with 25 years ago writes a book, talks about how bad your farts are.
Yeah, well, maybe he deserves it right now.
Yeah. 3-3 going into question number five. Actor Christoph Waltz turned 68 years old today. He has won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar 2 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Once for Inglourious Basterds and once for Django Unchained.
Okay.
Who wrote and directed both of those movies?
Oh, that is... I love his movies, too.
Same.
Quentin Tarantino.
There you go. 4-3, you eke it out.
Oh, that was close.
The nail biter.
That was close.
Julie, unfortunately, we cannot give you Sal's money as much as we like doing that.
Yeah.
But Carson does have a pretty cool prize for you.
I do have a wonderful prize for you. So listen to this. You have won yourself a King's bowling party for you and 5 friends. It includes the pizza, the soft drinks, and then you're also in for the grand prize. Listen to this. You're going to get a party if you're the grand prize winner for you and 9 of your friends.
I don't even have 9 friends.
Right? Well, you're going to have to find them. And then also, as a part of the prize, you win me.
Hey.
Womp, womp, womp.
Whether you like it or not, he's coming.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be a good time. So hopefully win the grand prize. So you enjoy that King's party, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, if you want to find out more about King's Dining and Entertainment, go to visit playatkings.com.
And Julie, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes, this is Julie and Alex from Brighton, and we can't conquer Carson.
Nice job. Hi, Alex.
Say bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I like him.
He's a brief child.
I like him. Reminds me a lot of Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you'll know that Kennedy is the planner in the family.
Yep.
She keeps all the notes. She writes everything down.
She's the backbone of this operation.
And Kennedy is out today. She's having surgery. She'll be out today, probably Monday, back hopefully on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're sending all the good juju her way for surgery today.
Yes, keep her in your thoughts and prayers. You know, dealing with breast cancer is a pretty heavy situation. Obviously, catching it so early is great. They went in, had one surgery, didn't get it all, unfortunately. So they have to go back in today and hopefully get the rest of it.
The remnants of Melvin needs to be evicted today.
And as we were kind of just in the middle of all that, Dan and I, when we got here this morning to work, realized that we hadn't really planned out a lot of the show and what we were going to do in the 8 o'clock hour.
Which probably came across on the air.
And so while we were in the middle of kind of like the Friday free-for-all, and then because Kennedy's not here, I'm handling the traffic and the news, I get this email that pops up in front of me. And it says, "Hey, Carson, so you probably just tried to do the traffic and the news at the top of the hour." And then in parentheses, it says tried.
Gotcha.
"And while you were mid-story, you realize I'm not there. So you can't ask me to do an impossible parody. So you're probably freaking out a little." And that is absolutely how that unfolded.
It's haunting.
It is actually kind of weird because Kennedy is that person that would plan an email to go out at that moment. "So never fear," she says, "because even though I'm about to go under the knife, the show comes first. I have left you a song I did before I left yesterday. It's about the end of Melvin. This will be the last song I ever do about Melvin after today. Melvin is a banned word."
Okay.
How about that?
Her cancer, her rules.
"Yes. That said, Melvin made me stronger, as did all of you out there listening. Thank you for your kind words and messages. I'm so lucky to have your support. So here is my version of..." Do I play the impossible parody open, or do we just run with it?
Let's just go with it.
Okay. She says, "So here is my version of Kelly Clarkson's Stronger. See you guys next week."
"I thought that you were gone for good after surgery. That I was out of the woods, but it wasn't meant to be. You think you got the best of me, but you won't get the last laugh. October 4th, you will be gone. You ain't gonna bring me down, you don't get to come back. Melvin, have you met me? 'Cause you're dead wrong. Melvin, you've only made me stronger, and I'm not gonna bother. Feel inside, I've got nothing for you but scorn. You've made me into a fighter, so put up your lighters. We will pour one out for you when you're gone. Melvin, you've only made me stronger, stronger. I've got you in my sights. Melvin, you've only..." "Time for you to move somewhere else, that ain't my boob. You might leave a scar, but I am over you. Didn't think that you'd come back, don't recall inviting. You didn't break me, don't you see, Melvin? You've only made me stronger, and I'm not gonna bother. Feeling sad, I've got nothing for scorn. You made me into a fighter, so put up your lighters. We will pour one out for you when you're gone. Melvin, you've only made me stronger, stronger. I got you in my sights. Melvin, you've only..."
make everybody emotional. She's not even here today.
I'm the 71 Kennedy, not even on the show today, and she's cutting onions, sending all the love and strength.
Feel that.
From the 508, I literally just got chills on the first note. Go Kennedy. From the 603, hey guys, I've been in Florida almost a year and back listening through the Odyssey app. I didn't realize how much I missed you. That almost made me cry. Much love to you all. Hit the road, Melvin.
Yes,
that
sir.
That is from Deirdre. From the 71, tears. Kennedy is so strong. From the 978, oh my God, that made me cry. Being an ovarian cancer survivor, I know how she is feeling.
That was incredible.
That was wild.
So after today, Melvin is a banned word.
From the 978, chills. Love that she left this for us today. She scheduled an email for right in the middle. Right in the middle of the show. She knew. Oh, it's fine. Just two bros. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Everything's fine.
Everything's
fine. I don't want to talk about it.
Nope. Bury those feelings, Dan. Down deep.
So my dad taught me.
We will show no emotion with Kennedy not here.
No, so that was incredible. And obviously, we're wishing her well with surgery today.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And every message you send, every text, every email, we make sure Kennedy sees it. And like I said, hopefully she'll be back on Tuesday. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Carson, say what's up to Jocelyn from Worcester.
What's up, Jocelyn?
Hi.
How are things in Worcester?
Oh, you know, it's actually a pretty decent morning so far.
Yeah, any big plans for the weekend?
No, I'm thinking of doing the Pumpkin Spectacular, though, today.
Where's that? Oh, you mean it's...
There's one at the Celtic Stew, and then I think at Roger Williams also.
Oh, okay. We've actually had our mugs on pumpkins before there at Roger Williams Zoo. I think they do that every year for us.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, Jocelyn, can you kick Carson and his pumpkin mug out of the studio?
Yes, Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. You win $100. It's Sal's money. We love to do that. He does not have a big board.
So.
I don't know what his record is. He's not as good as Kennedy, but he ain't bad, is how I put it on the back.
Kennedy's beat me before.
Well, your odds are better statistically now. We'll see how it goes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Halle Bailey and her boyfriend are breaking up 9 months after the birth of their son. Halle Bailey played which Disney princess in a live-action remake last year?
Ariel.
Jesse Eisenberg turns 41 today. He played Mark Zuckerberg in which movie about the creation of Facebook?
The Social Network.
Time Magazine's list of 100 emerging leaders in the world includes Sabrina Carpenter, Shaboozy, and Boston Celtic Jaylen Brown. Shaboozy has had the number one song in the country for 12 straight weeks. What is the song?
Ooh, Tipsy Bar Song?
I need it one more time, the full name in the correct order, please.
Tipsy the Bar Song.
And question number 4. Elton John says there isn't much left to him after having so many health procedures in his life. He says, quote, I don't have tonsils, adenoids, an appendix, a prostate. I don't have a right hip or a left knee or a right knee. And I had no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. No wonder why he sits down to sing. What is the name of the 2019 biopic about Elton John?
I don't know this one. I know.
All right, let's get one more question. Eminem revealed he's going to be a grandfather in his latest music video. What is the name of Eminem's daughter who is pregnant that he has rapped about his whole career?
Haley.
Haley what? It's a two-part name.
Oh, Haley Jane.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! He gets in here a little quicker than Kennedy. He's got longer strides.
Like a, yeah. I try not to flip-flop
like
too much, though.
Giraffe in a Violent Femmes t-shirt. Welcome back.
Why can't I get just one kiss?
Jocelyn from Worcester, she got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, let's go. Good job, Jocelyn.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Question number 1. Halle Bailey and her boyfriend are breaking up after 9 months after the birth of their son.
Oh.
Halle Bailey played which Disney princess in a live-action remake last year?
Oh, people were so mean to her, too. which I did know. Was it Ariel?
It was Ariel. And people are stupid on the internet. 1-1. Jesse Eisenberg turns 41 today. He played Mark Zuckerberg in which movie about the creation of Facebook?
The Social Network.
Yes, 2-2. Time Magazine's list of 100 emerging leaders in the world include Sabrina Carpenter, Shaboozy, and Boston Celtics' Jaylen Brown. Shout out to Jaylen. Shaboozy has had the number one song in the country for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Tipsy, a bar song. A bar song tipsy.
A bar song tipsy, yes. I was very particular with her. But...
Did you see also his Hot Ones interview yet?
No.
Yeah, so it came out yesterday. I haven't watched it either. But
that's my favorite show on YouTube.
I know it is, and I thought of you when I saw the announcement. And I saw one little clip of it. He says he knew he made it in the NBA when he got his first paycheck. His first paycheck, he made the team send him an actual check.
Oh, you're talking about Jaylen Brown. I thought you were talking about Shaboozy.
No, Jaylen Brown.
I was like, Shaboozy didn't play in the NBA.
Yeah. Keep up, Dan.
3-2 going into quite, it's been a long morning. Question number 4. Elton John says there isn't much left to him after having so many health procedures in his life.
Yeah.
Apparently, he doesn't have tonsils, adenoids, an appendix, a prostate, a right hip, a left knee, or a right knee.
Wow.
I guess he's mostly metal and less organs than most people.
He's mostly flesh.
What is the name of the 2019 biopic about Elton John?
Oh, Rocketman.
That is correct.
Lana and I went to that show at Gillette. And he sits on the piano the entire time.
Apparently because he's got no knees.
Well, he stood up at one point and he walked out to the front of the piano and waved, kind of holding the piano, then walked around to the other side of the piano and kind of waved, and then went and sat back down.
That's probably why he's retiring.
Yeah.
4-2, question number 5. Eminem revealed he's going to be a grandfather in his latest music video. What is the name of M's daughter who he's rapped about his whole career?
Haley.
Haley what? It's a 2-part name.
Haley Bieber. Haley, no, it's not. Haley Lynn? No, Haley, I can't remember. Okay, what is it?
Haley Jade.
Okay, that's a tough one.
4-3, Carson gets the win.
What do you think is like, I'm K-pop, you know, being a grandfather? Or is Shady Pop? Slim Grandpa?
Slim Grandpa's hard to beat.
That's pretty good, right?
Hi, my name is Ticka Slim Grandpa.
All right, 4-3 is the final score. You don't get the win, you don't get the cash. Yeah, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You got yourself a pair of concert tickets to see Gracie Abrams on October 9th.
Woo-hoo!
At MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
Jocelyn, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I am Jocelyn. I am not smarter than Carson. I cannot be.
Close enough. We'll take it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.